Let's get to Workout Wednesday, brought to you by Custom Fit. Want to look good, feel good, eat good? Go to CustomFit.ca and they will help you out. Jeff Woods from Custom Fit joins us once again. Jeff, how you doing?
Great, Jason. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing quite well.
You know, I must admit, Jason, you're a Renaissance guy. I saw you this morning on television talking politics. You do it all.
Yeah, well, they had no one else, so they... They had to slide me in. It's, you know, as you get older, you get a little bit more interested in other things, for
you
sure.
You did a good job. I agree with a lot of the points you made. It was well done.
Oh, thank you. One thing I want to discuss today, and that I think everybody out there has suffered from this at some point or another, the post-exercise muscle pain, how to minimize it and treat it. I guess the first one is just, why do we get so sore after exercising?
Well, a few reasons, actually, Jason. I mean, the clinical term for the syndrome is delayed onset muscle soreness. And it comes where, you know, there's a significant increase in the training volume. So if you're a runner, for example, the weather gets a little nicer like it has in the last couple of days, and you go out, you run a little bit longer than you normally do, or you run a little bit more frequently than you normally do over the course of the week. That overuse puts stress on soft muscle tissue. So they get sore, they get inflamed. If you're in the gym, maybe you're lifting heavier weights than normal. That can also create a greater or deeper stimulus on muscle fibers, so the muscles get sore. More specifically, and we talked about this before, it's the eccentric part of the repetition. So if you're a runner and you're running downhill, and then your quadricep muscle starts to lengthen as your stride slows, like trying to slow your body down, going down that hill, that's where most of the micro tearing in muscle fiber happens. It's on that muscle lengthening phase of the repetition, and that's the soreness that people feel after exercise.
Okay, so how can we avoid it?
Well, again, a few things that we can do. And one of the things that really makes sense, if you're involved in an ongoing strength program, lifting weights and it's well-balanced, the stronger your muscles and connective tissues are, the greater their ability to tolerate stress. So that makes sense, right?
Yeah.
The other thing, I mean, when you start to engage in activities outside, again, the weather's nice, less is more. So progress things more slowly. That's a great preventative measure. Let your body have time to adapt. And again, we see a lot of this in people that go out and they start to run a lot of stairs and things like that. Your calf muscles get so tight. So instead of spending an hour out on the stairs running and you haven't or done stairs all winter, maybe you're only going to do 15 or 20 minutes the first time out and give yourself a few days to heal before you go back to do stairs again. The other thing that I think is really important, develop a calisthenic type dynamic warm-up sequence. So for example, if you're going to go run, the best thing you could probably do for yourself is go for a walk first for 5 or 10 minutes. Do some walking lunges, you know, take those hips and knees and calf muscles through a nice full range of motion, because that more closely mimics the pattern you're about to engage in. And it's a better idea than stretching, Jason, because stretching, you're just teaching the muscles how to be really long and not very reactive. And then, you know, if you're static stretching and then you're going to go out and run, for example, when your running stride happens, those muscle tissues are contracting and getting long really quick. So the stretching really, like static stretching more specifically, doesn't really address that need.
So let's say Joe or Jill have warmed up properly, have done everything, they do their workout, and they still end up feeling sore. Is there any way to speed up that, or lessen the soreness?
Yeah, good question. Well, you know, here's the thing, not really. Unfortunately, you know, time is the only thing that's going to heal it. Now, there's a number of therapies out there that people are probably accustomed to using where they think it's speeding up the process, but not really. And the first thing, massage, popular, feels good, but it won't repair or speed up the broken down cells. The other thing that's really popular, saltwater bath. So with the saltwater thing, it's the magnesium. It's the magnesium in the salt that apparently will flush the waste product from the muscle. There's no validity in that at all. A warm bath will do exactly the same thing in terms of making you feel better. Now, the other thing, foam rolling. Now, foam rolling has been very popular over the course of the last few years. It's probably one of the few therapies that will actually sort of break down any adhesions or any sort of trigger points where the fascia and the muscle fiber have become quite tight. The foam rolling seems to really help that over most other therapies, even better than stretching. So if anything, out of everything we've talked about, the foam rolling seems to be this thing that may offer up a little validity as far as a measure of reducing the pain. But it still won't heal up at a cellular level. It's not going to speed up the process at all.
Okay. Interesting about the salt water too, warm water. So you're saying, what about now, is Epsom salt different? Like, is that the salt you're talking about?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. No, and it's just sort of a brand name, Jason. So, I mean, you could use any sort of salt preparation in your bath. But again, you know, if you were to just take a nice warm bath or a salt water bath, the outcome would be exactly the same.
Okay. Well, Jeff, good insight, because people now, I think everybody's kind of coming out of the winter hibernation. They get outside. A lot more people are running, doing activities, and suddenly you find yourself sore. So trying to remedy that is a key thing into April. And usually for golfers too, right? Because now you start golfing way more, and you haven't moved your body in that rotation for a long time.
Yeah, I totally agree. So less is more getting started. And for all our golfing friends out there, maybe just stick to a small bucket to get things rolling. I don't think there's any need to go hit three large ones, because you'll pay for it for the next 72 hours after that.
Jeff, great stuff. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jason.